You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great, man. Never better.
Yep, having a wonderful time here, spring Atlanta.
Spring in Atlanta. I got to tell you, you guys know where I stand on the weather. I like the weather cooler, but it has been an absolutely lovely spring so far. Yep. Having a great time.
Little rocky start, but now we're into it and doing well.
Yep. Well, we got a great guest today. Say hello to Stacy Stamper. She is the donations manager with the Gwinnett Habitat for Humanity Restore. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into a conversation around Restore, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I started out in the home renovation in the design business about 10 years ago. And when the downturn of the economy happened, I opened up a design studio in the midst of that and survived about 5 years on Main Street in Duluth. And then one day, my senior director, Drew Meyer, came walking through the front door, and my heart just sort of led me to go towards Habitat, and that's how it started. And so within five minutes of talking to him, I knew that this was the way I wanted to go.
Wow, that's really captivating. It was just bam. Mm-hmm. So tell us about where you ended up and about the Restore and what it is.
Well, Restore is the retail division of Habitat for Humanity, where donated items are sold to generate proceeds to help fund the Habitat mission. And the Restore in Gwinnett has been in business for about 4 years now, and it's under the operation of Habitat for Humanity International, which really doesn't mean anything other than it's the first Restore that is owned by Habitat International. And so with that in mind, you know, Restore does support the Habitat mission in Gwinnett, and all proceeds that are generated through the sales of the donated items that come through the front door are earmarked for building homes in Gwinnett County.
You said the first Restore owned by Habitat. There are many of these Restores, are there?
There are, yes. But we've got over 800 Restores around the United States. And this one in Gwinnett just happens to be the first one that is owned by Habitat for Humanity International, which, you know, really doesn't mean anything to anybody outside of the organization other than it is considered a working towards a flagship store. And so that's basically what we're doing is using that as sort of a model.
So who all participates in the Restore? I mean, who provides the things that are there?
Well, my job actually is to go after corporations and reusable materials that are generated through renovations. You know, contractors are one of our biggest supporters with respect to recycling materials that have still have good usable life left to them. And so we use those avenues to collect and get the items that we need to resell. But, you know, just any company that has excessive inventory, whether it's a flooring company that's sitting on remnants, tile companies that oftentimes have discontinued product. We just go after whatever is out there that people no longer need or want by way of inventory that's needing to be redirected. And so then private donors as well. You know, that's another channel of donations that we focus on. Just private individuals who have items around the house that they're not using. We just, if you're not using it, donate it.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because I'm downsizing. I'm that age. My kids are grown and gone. I got the big old house that's meant for a family.
Sure.
And it seems like that would be a real target. How do I get the stuff to you? I don't own a truck, for example.
You just give us a call, and we're happy to pick those items up. And then, you know, you can either drop them off, or we, of course, do pick up. And then after, you know, those items are acquired, we do take those items and issue you a tax receipt. So there is an incentive to do that, opposed to throwing it away or giving it away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stacy Stamper will return after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Stacy Stamper, Donations Manager at the Gwinnett Habitat for Humanity Restore.
So before the break, you were telling us about all how you get your donations and what's involved and the reasons to go to the Restore. Can you tell us more about knowing how Habitat for Humanity builds homes for families in need of affordable housing? How does the Restore actually play into that?
Well, Restore is actually the retail division of Habitat for Humanity, where we support the mission through the sales of the items that are actually donated. And so we at the Restore do not, you know, participate in the build, but what we do is we help fund those builds. You know, of course, depend a lot on volunteers that do participate in either the builds or the Restore to fulfill the needs of the mission.
I've just been thinking back to what you were talking about your background right at the beginning of the interview as a designer. Mm-hmm. And I've got to think that's got to be a heck of a big plus, I would think, having that set of knowledge in doing what you're doing. How does your background and knowledge play into working at Restore?
Well, it allows me to be very creative as far as what comes in the door. Sometimes I'll be found on the floor rearranging things. Gwinnett Tech was very kind in building us vignettes to help organize the showroom a little bit better. So, you know, myself or I've had friends that are designers that have come in, students, you know, have come in to just help us rearrange and make the showroom a little bit more home-like with what items come in through the store.
Well, how about with folks that are going to be the recipients of the home? Do you ever work with them at all, helping them pick
things out? As I'm on the floor, I do. I have been found to kind of, you know, go back in and work with some of my former clients that have come in through the store. You know, it's been very fun seeing those people come in and, you know, other people that I've helped with home projects. So, yeah, and you wouldn't believe the things that we get in. I mean, a lot of things are brand new or in, like, new condition. High-end items, you know, people such as yourself that are downsizing, you know, they've had great home furnishings and they're no longer in need of those home furnishings. So they do look for a solution. We are a great solution to take those items and it's a virtuous circle. You know, people like you who do donate, they turn around and receive a tax receipt. The people shopping get a great deal on great product. And then, of course, all proceeds go back into helping families in need of decent, affordable homes.
And that beautiful circle that you just described, I mean, that speaks to so many desires to fill in with the community and to work forward more environmentally friendly lives of materials and appliances. Mm-hmm. Are there other ways that the Restore is green?
Well, we do take items that sometimes don't work. You know, people donate appliances, and if those appliances don't go through the check, we'll scrap them, and then we recycle those materials, and that's another revenue stream for us. And so very little, we try to keep a lot of, as much as we can, out of the dumpster so that we can divert that waste and continue our work as far as being green.
Stacy, help us think through how our audience, which consists of builders and suppliers of various building materials, real estate agents and brokers, really haven't talked about the role that potentially a real estate agent could play with Restore. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, they could be a big advocate for us as they work with their clients, either buying or selling. If those clients have items that they no longer need, we're happy to pick those items up. And those, of course, do go back into, you know, funding the home builds that we do in Gwinnett County. So that would be a great advocate for us, you know, as far as a lot of real estate agents work with their own contractors. Some contractors just don't realize that we can help divert that waste and save them on waste disposal fees. And so it's a beautiful thing, you know, actually.
I hadn't thought about eliminating the waste disposal fee. That's a whole other angle that's kind of clever, actually.
Sure.
They're very creative.
Absolutely. And plus they get a tax receipt. Stuff that they were throwing away, they can actually receive a tax benefit.
That's awesome, especially as now we're just past tax day and things to consider for those that deferred. So tell us other ways, I mean, other than donating things and for people who aren't agents, how can they support the Restore? Is there volunteer opportunities in addition to donations?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Habitat is based on volunteerism. And, you know, just as Habitat builds through volunteers, we in the Restore also require a good army of volunteers to help us with all types of jobs within the Restore, whether it's processing donations or working the sales floor, cashier, even social media. If someone is out there that has a desire to work with social media, we would love to have them be a part of that. And basically, we can utilize someone's talent or skills. If you have something, if you have time, you know, give us a call. Just let us know.
All right. Well, Stacy, we sure appreciate your important work, but sadly, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Gwinnett Restore?
Well, you can visit us online at www.gwinnettrestore.org or at our showroom over in Gwinnett County, which is off of Riverside Parkway. So you could do one of two things, visit us online or physically.
All right. Stacy Stamper, the donations manager with the Gwinnett Habitat for Humanity Restore. Stacy, it was great to have you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and allowing me to be here to help just increase awareness of the work we do in Gwinnett.
Well, it's the least we could do. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Teresa Sofronik. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, it's time for today's deal of the day, which is from Construction Resources, who wants you to mark down Mother's Day weekend on your calendars. On May 9th and 10th, Construction Resources will be hosting their huge spring sale with almost everything on their 13-acre campus on discount. Some of the biggest deals are 15% off all Cambria quartz countertops that are in stock, 15% off all Piedrafina recycled marble countertops in stock, granite remnants from $19 a square foot, stainless steel sinks starting at $19, and Constantino ECO countertops from $35 a square foot installed. And finally, 15% off all other materials in their huge 20,000 square foot slab gallery. In addition, there will be discounts on their wide variety of flooring from builders, floor covering and tile, including hardwood, carpet, and tile from trusted names like Mohawk, Shaw, Karastan, and many more. And also discounts on the shower and glass surround projects that Atlanta Glass and Mirror specialize in. To learn about all the discounts available and learn more about the services Construction Resources offers, visit crhomeusa.com. That's crhomeusa.com. And remember to mark down May 9th and 10th to save big for Mother's Day weekend. And that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Teresa Sofronik. She's a senior design consultant with Artisan Custom Closets. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here this morning.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, I assure you. Teresa, before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been doing closets and designing for over 15 years. I love what I do because I meet some of the nicest people and I get to see some of the most fabulous homes that some people can't even imagine.
Cool. Can you tell us a little more about Artisan Custom Closets?
Sure. Artisan Custom Closets is locally owned and operated. We manufacture all of our product in Dallas, Georgia. We have a lot of products that are significantly different. Our 14-inch deep units, they are designed so that nothing hangs off the edges. So that stays for a nice, clean, neat closet. And that is a standard for us. Another standard for us is if you get drawers in your closets, there's no knuckle grabbers. The drawers come all the way out. Full extension. Also, the boxes are made of a maple melamine product. No matter what color you choose for the inside is a maple wood box, and that's a melamine maple wood box. We don't use the plastic or the metal boxes. We stick with the wood boxes, and that's really nice when you open your drawers and you have something beautiful to look at.
Well, I know you described everything pretty well just then, but I'm a more visual guy. Is there somewhere I can go look at all these different things, like the knuckle buster? What did you call that? I'm not quite sure what that looks like.
Of course. We do have a showroom that's located at 600 Wiley Road, and that's in Marietta. It's right off of I-75, very conveniently located to any part of the Atlanta community.
So you just told us about your showroom and about all these amazing products you have. What would you say is your most popular one?
Of course, the closet is number one, but we also do pantries and laundry rooms. Garages right now is a very hot item because it's getting so beautiful outside. We also do mud rooms. We do bookcase units that are right beside fireplaces. We do built-ins in children's rooms against the wall, give them a little desk area. We also do commercial processes as well. We can do offices and wardrobe closets for offices as well.
I want to take you back to the closet and just walk me through the process of it. I'm in the process of buying a new house. So there's a prospective customer sitting across the table from you. Walk me through the process. There's this giant walk-in closet that's nothing but wall right now. Ah, duh. What do I do next?
It's very easy. You just call, we'll set an appointment, and it'll be convenient for you. So I'll come out, and we'll talk about your wish list. We'll go through everything that is bothering you in your closet. Do you have hanging that is dragging the floor? Do you have shoes that are all over the floor? They don't have a home. So we'll go through that. We'll talk about some of your needs in the closet. Do you want to put in a hamper? Do you want a valet rod? Do you want a belt rack, a tie rack? We'll also discuss colors. It's just like building a house with all of the questions that I'll be asking you, and you get to make a lot of selections, even hardware for your drawers. All of that's done on the first visit. Then I'll measure the closet, get the exact measurements, then I'll go away and do a design for you. The design will be in a 2D as well as a 3D. The 2D has measurements on it, so you're going to know how wide each unit is. After I do the design, then you and I will have another appointment, and we'll go through the designs. We can make any changes and tweak it up to get it to where it's absolutely perfect for you.
I can picture myself listening to you ask me questions, and the answer, I think my answer to a lot of the questions might be, I don't know. I mean, so how much guidance can you provide without pushing too hard? How do you do that balance?
We are trained to do that. So when you go, I have no idea, then I will give you suggestions and give you ideas on how to move forward to make this the best closet ever.
So I'm a younger homeowner, and I'm really curious about green products and being environmentally conscious. Do you guys have options for that? I mean, I know maple can be interesting to work with, and you mentioned wood and all kinds of things. What green options do you have?
Absolutely. We are very concerned and committed to a brighter future for the community and the world. Throughout every phase of the manufacturing process, we have established partnerships with the most reliable and responsible material suppliers to ensure safety for your conservation of the world. We have products that are 100% recovered or recycled wood fibers. We also, the material that we use in the construction of your closet system is CPAEPP certified. It meets the standards, and everything is produced in a licensed facility.
Wow.
All right. Teresa Sofronik will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Teresa Sofronik, Senior Design Consultant with Artisan Custom Closets.
I'm going to go back to the installation question for a minute. It strikes me that the design of it is, I mean, that really takes a lot of skill and a lot of knowledge. Is there a charge for that, or what does that cost?
No, there's not. The consultation is absolutely free. We help guide you through that process because we know that you're spending a lot of money, and we want you to have the absolute best product ever. So we do not charge you for that, and we'll hold your hand every inch of the way.
Wow, that's really reassuring. Who does the actual work, though? I mean, clearly a certified designer like you or one of your people does it. But when it comes to take the pieces and put them together and install, do you do that, or do you do subcontractors, or how does that work?
Each person that you interact with at Artisan Custom Closets is an employee of Artisan Custom Closets. We do not use subcontractors or temporary employees. Every team member at Artisan Custom Closets wants you to be thrilled with the outcome of your new space. We give you a lifetime warranty on your closet, and to do that, we have to be sure that we have the best people in place for the design as well as the installation.
Some folks are pretty good do-it-yourselfers. I mean, do you work with that to do the design part of it and then have somebody that says, hey, I can do that on my own? Or I see you frowning. Don't go that way.
No, we don't do that.
Just thought I'd check.
Sounds about like a plumber that we had on a few weeks ago where it was like, oh, well, how does that work? And can you show me how it works so that I don't have to call? I mean, like, no, this is what these people do. Trust them to do their job.
You talked a little bit about the price. I mean, give me an idea what the price range could be. I imagine it's all over the place depending on what you have.
It is. I wish I could give you an idea of the price range, but there's no two closets alike. They go from very small to huge that you can't even imagine. I've even done one closet that had a balcony because there wasn't enough room on the first floor. So that was an incredible closet. But as far as price goes, we do have a minimum of $750.
So a balcony, could you just kind of paint that picture in my mind a little bit about what kind of amazing closet this would be that actually requires a balcony?
Somebody that has a lot of money and a lot of clothes.
All right.
Teresa, I'm jumping in here. I have spent a lot of time living in older homes, homes that are, say, built in the 40s, 50s, and some in the early 60s. And closets generally in those homes are very, very, very small. Do you have any solutions where you can take like an extra room that maybe you're not using as a bedroom and convert it into like a larger closet? Talk about that a bit.
Yes, that's what we call a room conversion. If you have a room that is not being used as a bedroom, you might even be using it as a study, and you have a desk in there, well, the walls are usable space. Any place that you have usable wall space, we can build units in for you. We can make it totally doored so nobody sees any hanging clothes, or we can just make it a simple, just pretend like it's a walk-in closet instead of a walk-in bedroom. One of the questions that get asked a lot for that is, what's that going to do to my home value if somebody is coming in looking for a three-bedroom when basically it's a two-bedroom and we've done a room conversion? Easy answer. They can take it out.
That totally took me by surprise. Well, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go back out to the garage.
Okay.
Just describe what you've done. What is the coolest garage you've done?
Let's see. The coolest garage I've done, that would be, everything is doored. There's a nice counter workshop countertop. So the wife or the husband has a place to work. Also putting in a mud bench on the side. So when the kids come in, they have a place to hang their backpacks, a place to hang their jackets on hooks. Kids are much better with hanging jackets on hooks than they are a hanger. Also a place to store shoes that are right there, especially if they're outdoor shoes. On the wall, we have a product called Handy Wall, and you can hang bikes, you can hang your blowers, you can hang your rakes. We have this in our own garage, and I just love it. One of the hooks is like 8 inches long, and you can put like 6 different yard tools on that one hook. So that makes it really nice that you've got everything right in one place and organized.
I'm going to need me a Handy Wall.
Well, you have to find a place first, right?
All right. Well, Teresa, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Artisan Custom Closets?
Well, please feel free to call and schedule an appointment with me directly at 770-318-9613. We also have the office. They'll be glad to schedule as well, 770-790-5368. And please check out our website, and that's www.artisancustomclosets.com.
Teresa Safranik, Senior Design Consultant with Artisan Custom Closets. Teresa, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Stacy Stamper and Teresa Safranik, my co-hosts Ben Heisler, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.